luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleepmaker Luxury Collection. First class sleep, available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleepmaker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates partner disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleepmaker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in store and online.
You're listening to SBS News.
A new national study has found that artificial intelligence, or AI, escalates the amount of online sexual exploitation against children. The research, collaborated by the International Centre for Missing and Exploited Children Australia and the Australian Federal Police Centre to Counter Child Exploitation, found that at least one young person in every Year 12 classroom has experienced or known someone who has experienced AI-facilitated sexual abuse. Associate Professor Tim Kubert from Adelaide University and author of the study tells SBS News that AI is not only escalating sexual child abuse online, it's also become a safe haven that many children who experienced sexual exploitation turn to for help.
Tim, compared to other technology that has been used as part of the online sexual child abuse, what makes AI different, or what has AI changed in terms of sexual child abuse online?
AI has created more opportunities, I would say. AI is more accessible, is able to generate and manipulate imagery in an automated way. And that's created a new avenue for people to take conventional photography, conventional images, and where in the past they may have had to steal that imagery or solicit it from someone, it's now possible through AI to manipulate that imagery to take on a sexual nature. And that's where it becomes problematic.
We have heard of terms like deepfake, but I also read that you have found using AI for nudify, those kind of apps have also become popular. What are they?
They refer to apps and platforms where it's possible to take a conventional photo, like a picture from someone's social media, and convert that into a nude image against that person's wishes. So that's why we call it non-consensual sharing of sexual images, because that person hasn't consented to the use of their image in that way. But that AI platform is capable of converting that conventional image that they might have uploaded to their social media or sent to a friendship group and turn that into a sexual image.
And your study also find that boys are more targeted with this AI facilitated abuse. Why is that?
It's important to acknowledge that overwhelmingly young girls experience more online sexual victimization. But when AI is involved, boys are disproportionately targeted. And we think that that may have to do with sexual extortion. It's possible that because in the past, boys' sexual images were less available, it was not as possible to steal and sexually extort or solicit and sexually extort young men for money or for further imagery. And now because of AI, we believe that they're being targeted more because it's now more possible to generate that imagery.
We talk a lot about how AI has changed sexual abuse against children. What has remained unchanged?
What has remained unchanged is the harm that it produces. This is a significantly harmful victimization experience among young people. It can change a person's life trajectory. And this is why it's so crucial that we act on it and that we protect young people. Young people under the age of 18 in Australia are looking for help. And when they have a victimization experience, they're now more likely to disclose that experience to an AI than they are to tell an authority like a doctor or a counsellor or police or even an online helpline. So AI has really reshaped how both victimization is occurring, but it's also reshaped how young people disclose their experiences.
What does that mean for the platforms if young people actually turn to them to seek help?
There are two arms to that. That is that if a young person discloses sexual victimization to an AI platform, we then need that platform to pass that information on to someone who can support that young person. We don't necessarily have that across the board in Australia. That's something that's really vital. But as well as that, we also need to know that the advice that young people are getting from the AI platform is good. And we're not quite sure what those AI platforms are saying back to the young people when they disclose just yet. That's a really crucial jigsaw piece to this puzzle. We need to know that young people are being supported when they disclose. Young people are looking for help because that help is not necessarily readily available on a regular basis. They're turning to AI for that help. I don't think we're going to be able to ban our way out of this. I don't think that we're going to be able to stop young people from going to these platforms. So it's now about managing that help-seeking behavior, ensuring that they get the right advice and that we help young people with their preferred pathways towards help-seeking.
Just probably 2 years ago, we were talking about other types of online sexual child abuse, and now we're talking about AI. Technology is going to evolve all the time. In that case, how should we catch up with technology in order to ensure that the safety net is always up to date?
The last time that we collected information from young people in this way was 2021, and that AI was just not on the radar in this way at that time. And so 5 years in between asking young people what they're going through is a really long period of time as online environments evolve. So we need to repeat this research probably on a yearly basis to keep an eye on what young people are doing online and how they're experiencing harm. Beyond that, we really need to think about the duty of care we have to young people and where we take this to protect them. And to do that, in my opinion, we need everyone involved, from the tech companies through government, law enforcement, and the research sector. We all need to come on board to try and protect young people better online.
Luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleepmaker Luxury Collection. First class sleep, available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St. Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleepmaker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates partner disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleepmaker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in store and online.